Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my good time gigglers?
Good time gigglers? Is that what you said?
Gigglers.
Wait, gigglers. What did you say?
My good time gigglers. Do you remember, like, yeah, in Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, how Lisa Barlow called Heather a good time girl, and it was, yes, like a 6-episode fight?
Yeah.
And I think she's like, wait, she's like calling someone a slut.
The first season of any Bravo show is so funny because the things that they fight about, like, I had a bunch of like girlfriends the other day asking me like, oh, what did I think of Real Housewives of New York City? And I was like, oh, I really like it because what they fight about is not dark at all. It's like cheese boards.
Because,
like,
they don't know each other yet. You can't get to the root of people. Like, yeah, you don't know what strings to pull. But then by like season 7, everyone's family's falling apart and you're like, okay.
I literally was like, let them get through one airing season and off season, and then like them talking shit about each other, like season 2 they'll be ready to go with some real bullshit.
Or they fight about stuff that's serious but they call it something else, like pasta.
Right. Exactly. You never get the full truth. Should we just dive into front page news, because I just feel like, yes, there's so much happening.
I just had an iced tea. I'm jacked up, and it just officially dropped about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
What a bait and switch, because there were all these stories coming out that they were getting a divorce. Then she shows up at his concert and then he's wearing his ring. And so everyone's like, oh, okay, those were like just rumors. And then this morning it drops that he filed for divorce in Miami.
So I follow these like random PR TikTok accounts because I act like I'm in the biz, and they were like, it's actually classic to pick a holiday weekend, kind of drop the news on Friday, let it die, and then Tuesday when everyone's tired, make it official.
No, it's literally genius.
Because let's be honest, we're tired.
I'm exhausted.
This is how you should do all your difficult, like, tell your parents you have chlamydia. Do it the Tuesday after Labor Day.
So any really bad news, you have to wait till a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's just too much going on. People can't handle it. But this is the thing.
Do you know that I referenced, this is a weird bit that I'm like oddly committed to. I reference Flag Day a lot. Like, I'll throw it in to, like, I'll throw it into conversation where, like, it just catches people off guard. Like, the other day I said to Craig, I was like, oh my god, like, he hasn't like bought me a gift in a while, and I've noticed. And so, like, the other day I was just like, oh, you, like, haven't given me my Flag Day present yet. And, like, that's, you know, I don't know when Flag Day is.
Or what it stands for.
Or what it stands for. But I'm committed to that holiday as a bit.
I love how you feel connected to it. Maybe because it might be colorful and you like colors.
Yeah, I'm, like, down to raise the white flag of, like, a bed sheet. Or, like, I'm just like, I'm sleeping now. Thank you. But I'm very, like, Flag Day is really in my repertoire.
So you want to lose the war. You just want to, what's it called when you put up the white flag?
If I ever.
Starts with an S.
Conceding. Surrendering.
Surrender.
Yeah.
I surrender all day.
If I ever get surrender, divorced,
that's a bit I want to do.
Yeah.
Just saying I surrender at all times. Someone sends you an email and you just go, I surrender.
That is literally what just happened in my head. I'm like, how many things, like, that are super minor could you just say, I surrender? And
or someone literally is like, hey, you need to get this done, that done, this done today, and you just write, I surrender. It's like life bankruptcy. You're like, I surrender.
We've been trying to reach you about your car insurance, and you're just like, I surrender. That's, like, fine.
Wait, this is the most admin issue, like, example of my life right now. I've been getting harassed through mail, which I find so aggressive. First of all, it's killing trees. How do you know where I live?
Wait, what are you getting harassed about?
I have a delinquent bill, which is giving, like, I'm going to be arrested.
Like, yeah, like, it's giving, like, they're called debt collectors.
Yeah, it's given white-collar crime with the Christies in jail.
It's giving, it's very Texas jail. Like, it's, yeah.
Delinquent. So I don't know. Like, you know how you do random stuff? Like, it's probably, like, a COVID test or, like, I don't know. All winter, I'm sick. Right. I have a $5.70 delinquent bill that is going to collections. And Des is like, why don't you just pay it off? And I'm like, because they don't let you pay it off online. You either have to call. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
That or mail it back, which I actually, you could pay me. I wouldn't figure out how to do. So I'm going to go to small claims court for this $5.70 delinquent bill. And if you I'll don't see me again, get my affairs in order. Get my affairs in order. This is how it ends for me.
Here, okay. You know that Amazon show where it was like they put the guy in like the fake court system and he was like sequestered and like all of that? I just have this vision. I thought that was one of the best shows of 2023. Like one of my top favorite shows. Like I fell in love with that man.
He was so likable.
So likable, so cute. I just feel like there is a court show for us in the future. Like I can feel it. I can manifest it. If we were ever put in that Amazon show situation, I feel like we would have sniffed it out in a second. But like for whatever reason, I need us to be in a courtroom for something good, not something bad.
Or do we become like the millennial Judge Judy where girls are like, look, my friend facetuned herself, did not facetune me, posted it. Are we still friends?
And you're just like the bailiff that's collecting the evidence and doing like saying weird bits
and
in
then
the corner.
Throwing it in the garbage because I'm not going to read through it. I'm like, thank you. This isn't needed.
Okay. So Joe, Jonas, Sophie Turner, they 4 years, 2 kids.
That's a lot of kids to pump out in 2 years.
This is going to be so dark. This is so dark that what I'm about to say.
Do it.
I wonder if when people get divorced and it's like a lesser like amount of time that they've been married, like a 4 or 5 years. I'm not talking like a 7 to 10. Like, I mean, like 2 to 4 years they're getting divorced. Do you think they ever think like, damn, I didn't really need to have that second one?
Oh, the child?
Yeah.
I thought you meant. Oh, for sure.
Like, for that's sure. So dark. And I'm sure they love their children so much. But like, my first instinct whenever I hear like celebrity couples are getting broke up, I'm always like, but what about their kids? Like that sucks so much for their kids because it's so public.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just, and I feel like Joe Jonas.
I've never seen you care about kids before.
I know, this is so odd.
But I do think
I don't really though, because I'm like,
you don't.
Did you have to have the second one?
You shouldn't have had it. You're like, do you ever want to just rewind, undo? I do think that if you have kids, we don't have kids, but if you do have kids, you know those like stories where like, oh, they have their ex-boyfriend's kid and they fucking hate their ex-boyfriend. I feel like you would look at the kid and you'd see his fucking little sneery little smile just reminds you of your ex all the time. But I don't think that happens. I think like, first of all, you're in their head. You're like, we hate daddy.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like,
don't act like daddy.
I'm reading those parenting books and immediately throwing them in the trash. Like, if their father has done anything to me, okay,
this parenting book was written by someone's horrible ex-boyfriend who's trying to not be accountable for his actions.
No. Daddy's new friend fucking sucks. Okay.
Is a good time girl. Okay, she's a good time girl. She's,
oh God.
Do you think that Sophie and Joe were going to make it?
It's so funny because when I was reading one of the articles like about their relationship and about their breakup, this was like, he was quoted saying like when they first got married that Sophie has a lot of things that are her own and he really wanted something that was his own. And for me, immediately, that was a red flag because women are so much stronger than men. And I mean this in terms of we can be – I'm about to sound high, but I promise you I'm not. I feel like women are so much stronger than men because we can be with a really successful guy and be less successful than them and it not – totally mess with our own self-esteem. Men cannot do that. So like men, and he's Joe Jonas. Like,
well, I was about to say, what do you mean he doesn't have anything for himself?
Right.
What, like, about your houses and songs?
Is one of the most famous. And so he couldn't be with Sophie Turner, who, yes, of course, like has a really great career, but isn't, I don't think in any situation more famous or like more accomplished than Joe. So I felt like that, like just from reading that, it felt like he had some self-esteem, some confidence issues.
Interesting.
But I obviously have no idea why they broke up, but it said the marriage was like irrevocable. What is that word?
They said an aggressive word. Normally they say something differences and they said like it's irrevocably
irreversible. It was something. Hold on, let me get irreversibly the exact word because I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I feel like we should start saying that in our emails also, whatever it says. Irreconcilable differences is like someone cheated.
I don't even know what this word is. I'm gonna have to spell.
Oh my God.
Irreversibly broken. Irretrievably?
Okay. Irretrievably broken. But the fact that they said broken, like, that makes it sound... I feel like people have affairs and they say irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
Wow, there are too many fucking vowels in these words.
No, way too many letters.
Broken, does that mean, like, someone murdered someone? Like, what would you have to do for it to be worse than an affair?
Right.
She fucked his dad?
The bonus Jonas? I don't know what, unless it could, I mean, it could be parenting stuff, like it could be kids stuff, you never know. But he said that he wanted joint custody, so it wasn't like he was taking.
It's interesting
their two
that he
daughters.
Was the one that got the lawyer. Does that mean he's the one who like he's is mad or he's is it just he's the first one to do it? Because I could see myself being the mad one, but I'm so bad with admin that he gets it first. You know,
he filed. But what I also thought was interesting, the two daughters have been spending the most time with him in Miami and like traveling. So like he's solely providing for them, but he wants joint custody. So maybe it was something with like their children.
You also have to remember that dating, when you're that famous, like they're A-list celebrities, I feel like dating is so hard that once you find one other celebrity that you like get along with, you're like, this is good, right? You get my life, I get yours.
Yeah.
I feel like they can't it's so fucking hard to like really get to know people and really like see your options, because like you can't even fucking walk outside,
right?
And you just have a couple managers like being like, hey, do you want to get coffee with my client? I don't fucking know. I feel like they're so fucking famous, and love is difficult at that level of fame. And that's why, you know, it's a blessing and a curse.
Also, not to mention, the average person's temptation is like not swiping on a dating app or not like DMing someone back. The average temptation for like a Joe Jonas or a Sophie Turner is literally anywhere you go, someone's hitting on you. Like someone would like, it's just so crazy to think about.
She also is British, right?
Yeah. I think she's like so uniquely stunning and like,
do we think
cool.
that she just, no one deserves her, and that's why they said it was broken?
I think maybe she was too funny, like she was funnier than him, because
I was gonna
like
say British people are so funny because he wants to be funny. What's funny too about these breakups is, you know, the didn't just happen yesterday, like it probably was like at least 9 months of this.
Yeah, it said several months. That's why I'm like, when they had that second kid, like did they have to have that second kid, you know?
You're so mad. The second kid is going to listen to this podcast one day and be like, what the hell?
Fuck you, Paige DeSorbo.
Fuck you, Paige DeSorbo, you fucking bitch. Well, why do you think Sophie went to the concert?
That's what I can't figure out.
Was it a stunt double?
What would be the purpose? Okay, like if they were doing the whole announce it on the Friday of a long weekend and then like finalize it on that Tuesday, what would be the point of her going on Friday?
Yeah, because it's going to be announced anyway. Maybe it was just to show that it's like supportive, and he was wearing his wedding ring because they just don't want drama. But also imagine if you just had to go there because of PR.
What? They had made up. Like they had made up, and she like went to the concert and was like, we're not getting a fucking divorce. Went to the concert. They were good, and then got into like another huge fight this weekend and then filed.
No, I feel like they've been getting divorced for months and they were like strategically figuring out how to do it. But if the PR team made her go just to make it look like they got along, how fucking pissed would you be if you had to listen to like SOS?
No, I'm literally putting a fork in my eyeball.
This is why
I had to go support my ex doing anything other than death row. Like I'm pissed.
Unless if I'm supporting his downfall, I'm not literally.
Unless I'm like in a courtroom watching him like go to jail for 30 years and like supporting his life blowing up, I'm not
unless
going.
Unless I'm his boss and I'm about to fire him.
Unless I'm showing up at Thanksgiving and telling him that I'm now dating his dad, I'm not supporting him in any of his endeavors. Unless I'm the bank teller telling him that he has to file for bankruptcy. Not supporting anything.
Oh God. I do also think you should never, not that like it happens every day, but like this is why I didn't date Charlie Puth or message him back during my bachelorette, is because when you date famous singers, their songs are everywhere.
Right.
So just how you like love them, it's like Lady Gaga, how she's like, I want to become so famous that all my exes, wherever they go, every bodega they go into, they have to hear my voice. And that's how I feel about my comedy. That's why I post on TikTok 8 times a day.
That's how I feel about your comedy. No, literally. Sometimes I'll watch certain videos or certain things you put on your story, and I'll just be like, the haters are going to be mad. The haters are going to be mad.
From a perspective of someone else?
Yes. Yes.
Like you watch it yourself, then you're like, okay. How would my ex like this? And I'll do it to your videos too. After something happens,
I feel like I actually do it to yours way more than I do it to my own. Like I will think of like a specific person that I know hates your guts, and I'll watch your Instagram story, and I'll be like, "Oh, that had a hurt. That had a hurt him. That had a really hurt him." You know, and I'll get giddy about it, and then I'll be like, and then I'll have to stop and take a second and be like, Paige, what are you doing with your life? Because both of these two people like aren't helping you do anything. Like, get out of bed.
Oh my God. And that's what friends are for. But I'm gonna say it.
Yeah,
I didn't think they were gonna make it. because hindsight is 2020. I thought it was too good to be true. They're both too cool. They both are too awesome.
Also, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't like fully invested in their love story only because I feel like they started dating and then immediately they were married. So I almost like kind of forgot about them. Like there wasn't this like long dating period that we like really like got to know them as a couple.
You know what I would also argue? That when you marry Joe Jonas, you also marry the business that is the Jonas Brothers.
For like, sure.
You have to deal with Kevin and his wife Danielle, Nick and Priyanka.
Yep.
I heard there's drama where like Danielle gets annoyed because she's the least famous wife. Like it's actually like a whole fucking thing.
I actually feel like I would probably be the closest to Danielle. If we went to hang out at brunch with all of the Jonases and their spouses, I feel like I'd gravitate toward Danielle, but I'd laugh the most at Sophie, and I would just probably stare at Priyanka because I do find her to be so pretty.
In a creepy way.
Yeah, I would just like stare at her from across the room. But no, you're so right. But here's the thing. She's also like in... She's also very famous too, but not... It is... You're right. It's different than what like the Jonas Brothers... embodied.
And I do have to say we have nothing against short kings.
No, we don't.
But when a short king does get divorced, you have to factor it in. He's 5'7" and a half on Google, which means he's 5'6".
I thought you were going to say when a short king gets divorced, an angel gets its wings. Was it sad?
What I know in this universe... Short kings are not known to be good with other very successful women besides Nick Jonas.
When a short king gets divorced, 6 more weeks of winter.
It's Groundhog Day.
Okay, that's a great segue topic because I don't like pictures. This is just my own aesthetic. I didn't like looking at pictures of them when she was like towering over him. Like love is love for sure. Like marry who you want. But I don't like it when the guy is shorter than the girl.
You sound like an old Italian grandma. I don't like it when you could put him in your pocket.
Just don't
get
like
a big, strong, hairy man.
It just, I don't like it. But can we talk about Irina Shayk just dating Bradley Cooper and Tom Brady at the same time?
I'm obsessed. It's such a power
move.
I'm
obsessed.
And no one can get mad at her because he's her baby daddy. And then no one can get mad at her because he's Tom
Brady.
Whatever his name is, Tom Brady.
People are coming at Tom Brady a little bit because they're saying he's gotten way too much Botox.
What? Really?
Yeah, like he's been doing a lot of like ad campaigns like and like random like commercials and stuff, and they're his new one, I think it's for like a car or something, and people are upset about it.
I don't care how famous you are, it's almost like the more famous you are, the more insecure you are sometimes about, and you're being aired everywhere, but I, you know, he's trying to look young. You got to get your collagen up.
You know, no one also talks about how like Tom Brady and Giselle look alike.
They definitely both give like model high cheekbone vibes.
I feel like they could be siblings. Like I feel like they have the same eyes. It's almost like when people like when you get a dog and then like your dog looks like you.
Yeah.
It's almost like they were married for so long. They started to look like one person.
One of my favorite Instagram accounts is called Sibling or Not.
Yeah.
Do you follow that?
I do.
It's so good. I get it wrong every time.
It's so good. Siblings are dating.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I do have to say, though, that Tom Brady getting Botox makes me happy because I want the men out here to be nervous about aging. Like, yeah. I want them to feel like an eighth of what pressure women feel. Like, good for him. Let him be insecure.
Right. Like, everyone's always like, oh, my God, Brad Pitt. He just looks so good. He's aging so well. Like, clearly Brad Pitt had a facelift. You know, but
yeah,
like,
he's
no.
getting work done. I saw that Instagram. He's getting work done, and good for him. We're all insecure together, and I'm sick of men walking around looking like fucking what are those things that are underneath bridges?
Trolls.
Looking like trolls under bridges, and everyone being like, oh, they're amazing. No, he should be insecure. Get some Botox, troll.
What are those things under bridges?
No, I like can't. All I do is talk, and I can never find any word at any time.
I just feel like I am, like, for how, like, not smart I am, I have you and Craig in my life that treat me as if I'm some, like, encyclopedia. Like, what was I thinking? Or an assistant. I don't know which one, but it's like, what was I thinking? You know, that thing that I'm thinking about right now.
And then you get mad when you don't know it. I'm like, bitch, read my fucking mind. What's your only job? I realized... why my Uber rating is lower than yours. Because it's been keeping me up at night.
I was going to say.
Like, I'm not saying I was upset about it.
Okay.
And I looked internally. I asked. I did some shadow work. And
you
I realized,
emailed Uber and you said, I have a gripe. I have a bone
to pick. I think
there's
been a mistake. Can I please speak to the manager?
Like, there's no fucking way. I'm like, this rude little bitch who people say is mean.
The math isn't mathing.
Yeah, it's not.
You are not rude. You're not rude at
Thank
all.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to figure out what is it. And you know what it is. I eat in Ubers.
Yeah.
And that is my downfall. Because I'll get in Ubers and I'll be like, what could possibly make me get a bad rating? Every single time
Homemade
I have
tuna
something
sandwich.
In my hand, stuff yep. in my face, artichoke pizza, spinach feta egg wrap from Starbucks, a bagel with schmear, Nature Valley bar that they need to literally take to a shop
yeah.
and get an entire, what is it called, detailing.
Yeah. I will say, I've thrown up in Ubers.
But you do it neatly. You do it neatly and discreetly.
Discreet, secure.
Like a ninja.
A literal FBI agent in the CIA, if you will. I'm on the Navy SEAL team in terms of me doing bad things in an Uber.
There's this girl. Her name is Ellie Rallo. Mm-hmm. And she just wrote a book. She's amazing. She's like influencer. And she talks about how she has like a phobia of throwing up. And I do too. I hate throw up.
Yeah.
And she said she'll literally have people watch movies before her to tell her when the throw up scene is. So like throw up in movies, I can't. I would close my eyes every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
I don't like needles in movies. Why do they have to show the insertion of the needle? I don't like that.
Okay.
I actually don't like any violence in movies. I will close my eyes to this day. And Des is always like, it's fake. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like, I don't want to.
Okay, quick question. Are you the same way with the opposite things? Like when something's really, really sad in a movie, are you immediately crying? Like, do you feel what the characters are going through? And that's why you can't.
Look, I didn't want to say it, but I'm an empath. As an empath,
yeah,
I see and feel things stronger than the average person.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know what that voice was, but no, it's violence since I was a kid. Like, I can't, like, the most unrealistic shit. I, like, can't watch it.
Because I think I can, like, I haven't cried at a movie. No, I literally couldn't tell you the last time I cried at a movie, because I can differentiate, like, this is fake. These are character. Like, I'm watching something, so I don't feel like, oh, this is happening to me, or this is happening to someone I know. Like, I go into it being like, this is fake. Like most conversations in my life.
Like most relationships, most experiences, like, this friendships. Is fake
and stupid. I'm going home.
I would care if this was fucking real, okay?
Yeah, I'm like, this is dumb.
I just feel like the point of art is, like, reflecting on real emotions and stuff, and I'm too in my head, but that's why we're like, if you were as emotional as me, I feel like our friendship wouldn't work.
But in terms of, but speaking of, not in terms of, speaking of things I watched, I recently started watching the Netflix reality TV show At Home with the Furies.
Okay, I wanted you to. What are your thoughts?
I have, is it insane? So many. Hannah, what in the mental illness facility is going on in that show? Like,
well, he's open about, like, bipolar, ADHD, for sure. Depression, anxiety.
They don't touch on, so, but he is on zero medication. Like, do they not believe in, because they don't say anything about it, like, about being on medicine, but the way it came off was that, like, they don't,
he's raw dogging,
yeah, whether it's like religious reasons or whatever it is, that there's no medicine being taken.
Maybe in, like, Britain they don't believe in dentists or doctors.
They met when they were, like, really young. They met, like, after church or something one day, and they were young, like, 16 17. They got married when they were 20.
I, like, love how she spoke to him in that, like, promo.
She, hardest working person, by far has the suckiest, like, job. Like, she basically just goes along with whatever he says because she has to navigate his emotions, him being bipolar, and then how it's going to affect, like, their children, like, on things he does. So she is the nicest woman in the world. Doesn't get any credit, doesn't get any accolades, literally keeping that family afloat and, like,
okay,
alive.
So if you're sitting at home right now, sad that you're single, just take a second and appreciate it. But
no,
do
her
they
life,
show
like,
him,
sucks.
Like, I mean, and again, it must be worse in real life based than, like, what they even show.
Absolutely. You could tell that there were a lot of things cut out from, like, from, like, situations, because he would start, like, yelling about something, and you could almost tell he was yelling at the camera crew or whoever is there filming, because,
yeah,
I don't know, you could just, like, pick up on it. But it's such a great show. Made me love Molly Mae even more than I possibly, like, didn't know I could have.
But this is what happens when you meet a guy on reality TV. You know nothing about, like, what his actual life is. And, like, you would never actually just run into him because you have the same circle of friends.
I'm in Delaware.
Also, I do have to say about reality TV. Whenever you see a scene where someone looks normal and then they cut 1 second and the person is sweating, screaming, crying, throwing up. Something happened.
Something happened in the interim that we're not talking about.
I know I've done a scene before where I was normal, and the next one I look like I got hit by a car. My hair is everywhere.
Cut to someone else, cut back to you, and you're like, whoa, what happened? It seems like some bits were cut out.
Oh god. Well, so do you overall like the show?
I love it. No, I literally love it. And then I got Craig into watching it, and he was just like, these people are nuts. And it's just such a good show.
I want to see reality TV people watch other reality TV shows and judge them. Like, you and Craig watching that, I would watch. Wait, so Molly Mae, does she have decent screen time?
She's She's only on it like a little bit. Like, honestly, she's only in like two episodes, I think, because they touch up. They go to one of Tommy's fights and Tommy's trying to be like as good of a boxer. But Tyson Fury, I mean, he's never lost.
He's like the greatest.
And his whole thing, it's the show started because he was like, I'm going into retirement, and he was home with his family, I'm not kidding, for 5 days, and he like came out of retirement. He was like, I rather get the shit beat out of me than be at home with you guys another day. And it's like his kids.
He goes, ooh, I have to celebrate Flag Day, sorry, I gotta go.
Literally.
Speaking of mental health, mm-hmm. I did have a mental health moment. I feel like we haven't had one in a while.
Okay.
It was like a random quote I saw on Instagram where most of my insight comes from.
Yeah.
And they were saying, if your goal is coming off like too big and scary, break it down into smaller pieces to make it easier attainable. To comprehend. And I feel like I've always done this subconsciously. Like, I did this with one of my friends once who was, I was like, what's your biggest dream? And then we like went like, okay, well, what do you have to do to get to that? And what do you have to do to get that? And we like kept going all the way down to like, okay, so tomorrow you have to join this like acting class. Cause like once you bring your goals down to like small things, it becomes attainable. Cause you can freak yourself out any second and be like, oh yeah, like for example, if we start Giggly Squad and we were like, we want to have like a top podcast doing live shows, we probably would have quit 2 days in.
For sure. Like,
this is too much.
Yeah.
But we had no expectation.
You know, we would have
surrendered in 4 days. We would have surrendered like Tyson Fury surrendered with his family.
Honestly, one of their really good health moments for that show was that's why they work out so much. Because he's like, the only thing that gets my brain like regulated and feeling good is if I'm training. So he works out for like 2 hours a day. The dad is like in his 70s and he's like, I run every single morning. Like, you have to. I was like, you guys should just pop a fucking pill.
Take a Prozac. Just take one Prozac. No, I'm not running a country mile because I'm stressed.
Here's my doctor. Get out of here.
I'm
going to
call my friend, act delusional for 2 hours and feel better after. Yeah. I'd rather eat a tub of peanut butter and cry myself to sleep than run on the treadmill.
Honestly, last night I was so anxious. So you know what I did? This is a mental health moment. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I'm kidding. Cured my anxiety.
Did it really?
It was very nostalgic for some reason. I felt like a little kid.
How would your mom cut your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
She did down the middle.
Did she cut the crust?
No, I liked the crust. I know.
I didn't make her cut it off because I'm not like a baby, but like I wasn't like asking for the crust.
I liked actually the crust better than the mushy like middle because I liked
Supreme Court.
Yeah, I was honestly, I did like a really sophisticated palate as a child. Like, y'all were here eating chicken nuggets and fries, and I was indulging.
Burrata.
Like, veal and peppers. Had a clams casino every once in a while. Like, I was fucking out here living as a 4-year-old.
I'm dead. You're like, I only have bruschetta if it's not a soggy bread.
No, honestly, I probably was such a nightmare as a child because going to other people's houses, like my friends for dinner and like seeing what their mom would put on the table, I'd be like, you can't eat that. Disgusting. No. Like, I didn't know what hamburger helper was for a while.
And actually, then I didn't either. And I was like, we're very spoiled with Italian moms.
I was like, are you guys okay over here?
I didn't know that like eating pasta was bad because like we'd have pasta with broccoli on Monday, pasta with like sausage and peppers on Tuesday.
Well, pasta with broccoli is like healthy.
Pasta fagioli on Wednesday.
Yeah. Pasta fagioli is actually really healthy. It has beans in it.
Pasta with pesto, that's literally greens. So I'd have pasta every day of the week. And then someone was like, you can't eat pasta. It's bad for you. And I'm like, what was my entire life?
Yeah.
That you're coming for my throat?
Yep.
Are you following the Burning Man drama?
What is happening? Wait, I saw your TikTok. Yeah, the hair dryer in your hair was honestly one of your most genius moves you've ever pulled.
Oh my God. Okay. Thank you so much because.
I looked twice because it looked like a real thing that people would wear at Burning Man. Then I was like, that's a fucking hair dryer.
So I've never been to Burning Man. You've been to Burning Man. No, your friends have been to Burning Man.
When the fuck would I elect to go to the middle of the desert?
You would never.
I have friends that have gone, and you were spot on about the stylist thing.
And they got stylists for it.
100%.
100%. So my thing is, I had this vision of like, because I Googled what Burning Man was, because I actually had no idea and I didn't care. But it said it's about community, like being selfless.
There's no money.
There's no money. You use like gifting, like get things bartering. For trade.
Yeah. How fucking crazy. But
the funniest part is it's all like the richest people in the world who hired stylists.
100%.
And then they're joking about like what happened to women and children. Like, it all got muddy, and then like Diplo and Chris Rock are at the front getting shipped out. So basically it rained and then it turned into like quicksand. I kind of made that up, but that's what I envisioned.
Where are they? Where in the country?
I feel like somewhere in California, and it's like the desert, but it rained. So like there's like people, hundreds of people trying to get out. It's kind of like Fyre Festival meets Woodstock.
People like say people go and legitimately say like it is the best thing that they've ever gone to. But
they're on ayahuasca.
When I think of it in my head, I think of it as like a 4-day drug bender.
It is, because these are not the same people who like camping or like want to go to a meditation retreat. These are people that are like, I could be feral with a bunch of rich people and pretend like I'm poor.
They're cosplaying.
And feel free. They're cosplaying as...
as poor aliens. Some
people without a home. Yes. And they're just running around in the dirt.
With metallic, like, boots on.
Yes. Really stylish, expensive...
Nothing makes
Balenciaga
sense.
Balenciaga boots. But that's why no one feels bad for them right now. Because they're like... It's just like rich people cosplaying, not being rich. And then, apparently, Fyre Festival... is trying to be a thing. And honestly, I support small businesses, but I do not support, like, he already conned people. Let's not, like, why do it again?
Honestly, I'm a 30-year-old against festivals. Like, I can't do them. Like, unless it's a comedy festival where I know I'm going to be sitting. Like, anything other than that, I'm not going to a festival. If it has the word festival in it, count me out. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know what? I also really hate parades.
No,
like Hannah? Parades are my biggest nightmare. I'm so scared of a parade. First of all, if you're in the parade, it never ends. It's scary. There's too many people. It's the same shit. I don't like that. If you're watching a parade, again, too many people, same thing. I don't understand it. And I think it's because I'm not drunk. I think parade, festival, they're just words that people put in front of things as an excuse to drink.
It's just, there's nothing I emotionally connect with that I'm going to go parade about it.
True. I've never been happy enough for anything.
To be like, let's celebrate this at a parade.
Like, let's get more people and walk a long period of time.
Yep. And don't even get started on like, where are you parking? How are you getting out? How
also,
are you
like, what happens at the end? Does anyone win? Is there food? No
we
one
just
knows.
Disperse.
No, it's a multi-level marketing scheme.
Have like and getting stuck in a parade? Because like in New York City, in
it's
New
a
York
stampede.
City, you know, it's a literal stampede.
It's and the Lion King,
and you can't just cross the street willy-nilly in New York City during a parade, like. God forbid you ask a police officer, how do I get to the other side? As if you've asked them how much money they make a year, they're livid that you would ask such a question.
The problem with parades is if you're not in the parade in New York, everyone else hates the parade. So people are either way too happy or really fucking pissed off. And that energy is not good for me.
When there's a parade, I like to be in the backseat of a taxi cab because that taxi driver hates the parade more than anyone else could on that street. And I find comfort in being with someone who's more disgruntled than myself.
But literally, Burning Man is a form of a parade for people with rich parents.
Yeah.
In the desert.
I think of like when I think of like the quintessential Burning Man like guy, I think of a guy that owns a small coffee shop, but is trying to trademark his own like beans. And he tells you like how he's traveling to Colombia to get like all these different coffee beans and he's traveling like all across the world. Mm-hmm. When in reality, he's just like gone to Vermont and bought different ones. Like,
and in reality, his store is losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah.
But his family like invented toaster strudel.
Right. So he's not letting you know that his grandfather like is in charge of Nabisco, but he's telling you.
That's the problem with old money. They could be an idiot because they could have fucked up and lost hundreds of thousands of dollars and still be rich.
Yeah. And that's just like who I think goes to Burning Man. And like while he's telling you the story, he's also in a top hat. And so you're just like, what's going on? You know? Also, don't take anyone seriously who's wearing a top hat, you know?
And then he takes off his top hat and he has a ponytail and you're like, what the fuck? I do think also with festivals, some people love dressing up as someone else. Like they love becoming like a festival girly or like a fairy or like
cosplay,
or like Halloween. Like
anything.
There's something about dressing up not myself that just makes me uncomfy. Every day I'm trying to just find who I am.
Right.
The idea of being like, let's dress up crazy. It brings out all my insecurities and I don't like it. And I feel like if you're too comfortable with it, like
I would sign a petition that said like we're banning themed parties and we're banning costumes.
I am like the worst friend when it comes to themed parties. Like people think I'm being disrespectful, but like I'm actually just like not supporting the bigger cause, which is
the bigger scheme here, which is a pyramid scheme, really,
the patriarchy,
and capitalism. I'm not
Benjamin Franklin. Look it up. Look it up. Oh, speaking of costumes,
Yeah.
Can I speak on, it's been like 46 minutes. I can bring her up. So Haley was all over the press and people are hating on her for her outfit being so different from Justin's when they went to her road event.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed by this, not only because obviously we're close, but because this isn't like you bringing your boyfriend to like a potluck in your local town. Okay.
Okay.
This isn't like, oh, they're supposed to wear a certain thing to church. This is a girl who's an entrepreneur who's throwing this thing and her very famous husband who's there just to support her on the side. Like, let's stop acting like everywhere you go, you have to be wearing the same thing. Also, he was comfortable. Like, what was he? If he wore like a suit, that would have been fucking weird. They're at a Krispy Kreme in Times Square. Okay. She was just doing it up.
I'm also going to say justice for Justin in terms of there's no better feeling than when your partner has to go and do something and you're not involved.
It's another thing if he was like part of it, like he had to give a speech, then I'd be like, okay, right. He could have worn something a little more fun. He literally, all his friends were there and they were in a corner, like literally looking like they were selling donuts. Yep. And she was doing all the work and he literally was like letting her do her thing, but just wanted to physically support her. So to then see the next day that everyone's like shitting on them, it really made me so fucking annoyed.
Yeah. And well, specifically shitting on her, like, oh, you can't even get your man to like take your event seriously that he showed up like this, and then like hating on him. And it was just like more and more hate. Craig and I had to go to the airport the other day and he was like still dressed from an event. So he had like a collared shirt on and like pants, and I came in like sweats to get on the plane like a normal person. And I looked at him and I was like, is it okay? Like, can I wear this? You look like so dressed up. And he was like, yeah, you can be the Justin to my Haley if you want to be.
That's really funny, Craig.
I know. I actually did say that was funny. Good job.
You get
but
a point.
Like, I think we should normalize going to two different events at the same event. Sometimes you just don't feel like getting dressed. Like,
they also were not doing the same thing at that event. He was literally just like, it's like when Dez comes to a stand-up show. I'm dressed in a fucking dress and he's in the green room chilling. If that's literally what it was.
Right. When the boyfriends come to pick up their girlfriend gigglers from Giggly Squad shows, we don't expect them to also be dressed up like us. It's our event.
Yeah. I want him to be cozy. It's not about him. If Justin came in a crazy outfit, I'd be like, okay, you're making this about you. That's so
annoying.
You're
doing too much. Do you remember that one time when we were at a Giggly Squad show and we were doing a Q&A and that one like straight man got up and walked toward the stage and said, hi, can I have a question to ask? And we literally thought we were being sex trafficked. We were like, sit down, sir. Not only are you not ever getting called on, but we don't care what your question is. Tonight is for the girls.
Let women speak for 1 second. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but the next day they went to the US Open. They forgot to text me about it.
And they were like, laughy.
Yes.
Cute. Yeah.
They were wearing the same leather jacket. And I thought that was funny. Like, they dressed exactly the same. But he wore cool sunglasses. I want to get to that level of cool that I could wear insane sunglasses.
They make those sunglasses, those dupe ones on Amazon. Put them in your Amazon shop. We'll add them
to our... But I don't think I could pull it off.
We'll add them to our newsletter this week.
Do you think I could pull it off?
I think you could. And then I feel like you'd make it like a bit. The Loewe ones are the sunglasses he was wearing.
The Loewe ones, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you love Loewe.
I do. I just like saying it.
I know you do.
Oh my God, the segues are so good right now. Speaking of fashion, I famously cannot go to Fashion Week next week.
Yeah.
I didn't turn down any invitations. I just literally am not in town. But I'm actually like, for the first time, now that I know some fashion brands, I'm like excited about Fashion Week. I feel like I've been like getting my style together and I'm excited to watch Fashion Week with a little more like insight. And I want to know from you, how are you feeling about Fashion Week? What's the vibe? What's the aesthetic?
I'm actually kind of, it's funny you say that, because I'm also kind of a little bit excited for this year's Fashion Week too. And I typically dread it because I hate public outings. I hate other people. I hate socializing, parades, speaking, you know, things like that.
Anything besides Flag Day?
Right. But I'm going to a few things that like I actually like the brand and like their clothes. So I'm excited to see that. And my hair and makeup, I'm getting my hair and makeup done for like all my different events. And I just like, that's my favorite part of doing anything is getting my hair and makeup done. So like, I'm excited for it this year.
This is my thing. I hate to be like, glam. But like when glam is before 10 a.m., I can't.
No, I can't. When glam is in the morning, I have two glams this week that are at 6:30.
I said it in front of like one of my normal friends. I was like, oh, I have glam at 6 a.m. tomorrow. And she was like, oh, you have glam at 6 a.m. And I'm like, you're so right. I sound so stupid. But like to wake up on my bloated face and have people like lie to you and say you look good. It's like, I don't need that.
I've dreamt about getting glam every single day of my life since I was about 5 years old. So it's
I didn't know glam was a thing.
It's one time that it is in moments where I'm getting my makeup done that I'm like, you prayed for this, enjoy this moment. And so I do always love getting glam.
Do you know, I'm that person in a documentary who's getting glam while she's asleep. Like I'm the one laying on the couch because I'm the one falling asleep during glam because whenever I do something, I'm always like, could I be asleep while doing this? But glam, I feel like feels so good. Some people are aggressive, though. Some people I'm like, my face, you don't have to literally beat it up.
I think the next Giggly Squad show, we should ask our makeup artist if she could do it while we're napping and see.
Like a corpse.
Like what it would look like. But I wouldn't want her to get offended or mad, but I do want to see, like, I mean, that's why I get my glam done and then I immediately nap.
Yeah, we do the nap post-glam. But I do think it is so fun to be like, okay, you just get gorgeous and then you go around and you see, what specific designers are you excited for?
I feel like I become a different person when I have hair and makeup that I didn't do. Like, she's better. She's more motivated. I'm going to... Allison Olivia is having a presentation that I'm going to. I'm going to retrofit, and then I'm going to
love retrofit.
Naeem Khan, which I'm very excited for. Ooh. And I'm like sitting, and I'm like very excited for that one. But well, here's the thing: I never know anyone. Like I do know people at certain fashion things, but like I'm so fucking awkward that I hate like going up to people and saying like, "Hey." Like nobody talks about the initial like hi to a group.
Well, I'm really good at that stuff and you're used to just standing next to me and I go, come on, and then I say hi to everyone.
Yeah. And then you're like, this is Paige, and I'm like, hey, like that's my role. I don't like being like, hey. Cause like if no one says hi to me, like I've gone to entire events before and not spoken.
Because I think you're like, you don't have resting bitch face. You just have like resting cool face where people think like you're actually too cool.
Yeah, but in reality, I'm just like, oh my God, I want to go home. This is so awkward for me.
I do think it's easy to just be like, go up to them, not for a conversation, but just to be like, by the way, like, I love your content. I'm a fan of you. That's what I do. Even if I have no idea who they are. No, I'm just kidding. No, but like a lot of people I feel like I'm friends with, but I'm not. So I just go up to them and say like, I love your stuff. And if they don't say it back, fine. I can deal with that. They're like, hi, security.
I did say that to one influencer one time. And I didn't expect her to know who I was at all. But she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And who are you?
The way she said it.
I expected it. But when you do hear it, you're like, oh, okay. Heard a little.
She could have said, what's your name again?
Yeah. But she was like,
saying, and who are you is kind of, I'm like, your worst fucking nightmare. I don't know. I go up to everyone, say hi. And I go, nice to see you. Not nice to meet you, nice to see you. And if people call me out and say we've never met, I go, oh my God, I thought I did. I hate when I go like, nice to meet you. And they go, we met 4 times. But I'm pretty good with faces.
I haven't had this happen to me in a really long time. But me and Craig are out to lunch the other day, okay? And I meet a lot of gigglers. And actually, like right when we sat down, a giggler brought me and Craig both a glass of champagne. And it was so good. And didn't plan on drinking that dinner. Fully got... So I was like, I mean, I'm not gonna like not drink it from a giggler. Like she works here, like, you know. So anyway, so that was amazing. So I'm sitting and when I'm like out at like a dinner or something, especially like if it's me and Craig, like I actively do smile more, I think, because if someone wants to come up to me, like, I want them to feel comfortable enough to come up to me. So, like, I'm always, like, smiling, thinking, like, someone's a giggler, even if they're not. So I see this guy walking with this girl, and I just, like, smile at them, and he smiles really big back at me, and I'm like, oh, okay, like, these people are gigglers. They're definitely, like, gonna come up to me. He comes up to me solo without the girl, and I'm like, I miscalculated this. And he's like, oh my God, how are you? So good to see you. I mean, I think I hugged this man. And in my head, I'm just like, you have to, you know him. Like, how do you know him? We have a full conversation. I introduce him to Craig. Craig meets him. He walks away. Craig looks at me and he goes, who the hell is that? And I was like, Craig, gun to my head, I have no fucking idea who that person is. Craig thinks it's like some ex-boyfriend because I got so awkward. He goes, you got so fucking weird. I was like, because in the moment I was realizing I have no idea who this guy was, but I think it was from college, but I genuinely have no fucking idea. But
wait, anyway. Do you ever get a text message and you haven't saved the number, and yes, you scroll back on the conversation, there's not enough context, but you decide not to say who is this, and then you think it's gonna come up, but like, you've gone way too long. Be like, I have no fucking clue who this person is I'm texting.
That happened to me the other day, and the first text was me saying what my name was, and I'm like, okay, so obviously I wanted this person to have my number.
No, someone asked for my address today, like, what's your address? And I was like, who is this? And she's basically the wife of one of my good friends, and I was like, oh, because I was about to just give my address to some random number to avoid the social awkwardness. I go, this is my social security number. And steal my identity while you're at it.
Oh my God. No, literally, I surrender in that situation for sure.
Oh, our newsletter. Okay, long story short, we got so many subscribers, which is such a good problem to have. But like, apparently it's been going out. But some people haven't been getting it because the email system we have is like not handling all the emails.
And that's not us. That's an admin issue.
So if you've been getting it, we're obsessed. If you haven't gotten it, we're going to get it to you because we're now moving to like a better one where everyone's going to get it. So subscribe. We'll have you on the list. And then we're also going to do a blog so you could see all the ones that you missed. It's all happening. Sheena Shea.
Shishu.
And then we have some tickets left for New York and Toronto. And I think we're sold out in Chicago.
Yeah, and we'll be in Chicago on September 10th.
Amazing. That's it. Thanks for giggling. Love you guys.
See ya.